The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. All right, today's episode, we're going to start out with the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Coming up Friday, August 5th, it is Five for Fighting with special guest, the Verve Pipe. The only way for a story to progress is to turn the page. John Ondrasik, the songwriter and performer known as the platinum-selling Grammy-nominated Five for Fighting, knows this all too well. To date, Five for Fighting has released six studio LPs, including the platinum-certified America Town and The Battle for Everything. Saturday, August 6th, it's the Carolina Music Awards in its 15th year now. The Carolina Music Awards remains dedicated to supporting Carolina music and Carolina artists. We are overjoyed to have iHeartRadio and CBS correspondent Erica DeLong as the 2022 hosts. The awards recognize artists in rock, hip-hop, youth, bluegrass, Americana, country, and R&B. August 9th through the 14th, On Your Feet. This is a North Carolina theater production. This is the inspiring true story about the heart, heritage, and two people who believed in their talent and each other enough to become an international sensation. From their humble beginnings in Cuba, Gloria and Emilio Estefan broke through the barriers to rise to the top of the pop music world, and that performance on August 14th through the 14th at Memorial Auditorium. August 27th, that's a Saturday, Our Youth Matter, Black Tie Gala and Comedy Show. The gala is a celebration of heroes that give back to their community every day. Paired with Robert Michener's dream team of comedy legends, a bundle of two amazing events in one night. That's at Fletcher Opera Theater. Sunday, August 28th, Terrence K. Williams and Steve McGrew. The comedians bring their sensational brand of humor, tackling life and politics, in an uproarious show which will have you laughing all night long and maybe for days after. Thursday, September 1st, in Tocqueville, comes to Raleigh for the first time ever with their new tour, Modus Operandi 2022. It's at Memorial Auditorium. Thursday, September 15th, Gary Allen, the Ruthless Tour. With the allure of a modern-day outlaw, Gary Allen has won over fans, peers, and critics with his signature blend of smoldering vocals, rebellious lyrics, and raucous live performances. That's at Memorial Auditorium. Saturday, September 17th, Mike Phillips, album release concert. That's at Fletcher Opera Theater. Thursday, September 29th, the IBMA Bluegrass Music Awards. And that is at Memorial Auditorium. Coming up next, we'll take a look at the lineup for Durham Performing Arts Center, also known, of course, as DPAC. Coming up Sunday, July 31st, Boz Scaggs, Out of the Blues Tour. It's appropriate that Boz Scaggs' new album is Out of the Blues, since the blues is what first sparked his five-decade musical career. He spent his teenage years immersed in the blues, R&B, and early rock and roll. Tuesday through Sunday, August 2nd through the 7th, Harper Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird. All rise for Academy Award winner Aaron Sorkin's adaptation of Harper Lee's Pulitzer Prize-winning masterwork. The New York Times critic's pick to Kill a Mockingbird is the most successful American play in Broadway history. That from 60 Minutes. Tuesday, August 9th, Daryl Hall and the Daryl's House Band with special guest Todd Rundgren. Daryl Hall, of course, modern-day Renaissance man, an inductee into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with the best-selling duo of all time, of course, Hall & Oates, the star of his very own award-winning web series turned TV staple Live from Daryl's House, as well as a successful venue owner with Daryl's House, a restored live music space in Pawling, New York. Friday, August 12th, arrival from Sweden, the music of ABBA. This show has sold out arenas and venues all over the world since 1995 and is the absolute best and most authentic ABBA show there is. It's like Dancing Queen, Mamma Mia, Does Your Mother Know, Take a Chance, SOS, The Winner Takes It All, Super Trooper, Money, 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 Waterloo, Honey, Honey, and the list goes on and on. Sunday, August 14th, A.R. Rahman. Rahman is popularly known as the man who has redefined contemporary Indian music. Rahman has scored for more than 150 projects, comprising of music in multiple languages. Described as the world's most prominent and prolific film composer by Time magazine, Rahman's works are notable for integrating Eastern classical music with electronic music sounds, world music genres, and traditional orchestral arrangements. Monday, August 15th, Lyle Lovett and his large band. Singer, composer, and actor, Lovett has broadened the definition of American music in a career that spans 14 albums. Wednesday, August 17th, a Deepak, Mary Chapin Carpenter. With hits like Passionate Kisses and He Thinks He'll Keep Her, Carpenter has won 5 Grammy Awards with 16 nominations, 2 CMA Awards, 2 Academy of Country Music Awards, and is one of only 15 female members of the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame. Saturday, August 20th, Curtis Connor on tour 2022. Connor is embarking on his most ambitious solo comedy tour yet, a sellout performer, podcaster, and global YouTube sensation. Saturday, August 27th, Joe Coy, his Funny is Funny tour. As one of today's premier stand-ups, Joe Coy has come a long way from his modest beginnings performing at a Las Vegas coffee house to now selling out the world's most prestigious venues. Thursday, September 8th, the Deepak Jim Jefferies, The Moist Tour. This Sydney native is one of the most popular and respected comedians of his generation, entertaining audiences across the globe with his provocative, belief-challenging, and thought-provoking comedy. Friday, September 9th, The Temptations and Four Tops. This history of The Temptations is the history of contemporary American pop, an essential component of the original Motown machine. It wasn't until 1964, however, that the Smokey Robinson written and produced The Way You Do the Things You Do turned the guys into stars. One of Motown's biggest hitmakers, the Four Tops, are among the most stable and consistent vocal groups. As one of Motown's steadiest hitmakers, the Tops are among the most stable of vocal groups. Their first Motown hit, Baby, I Need Your Loving, in 1964, made them stars, and their 60s track record on the label is indispensable to any retrospective of the decade. Then Wednesday through Sunday, September 14th through October 2nd, Frozen. from the producer of The Lion King and Aladdin, Frozen, the Tony-nominated Best Musical is now on tour across North America, and the critics rave, it's simply magical. There you go. Frozen at Durham Performing Arts Center, September 14th through October 2nd. Hopscotch Music Festival returns to downtown Raleigh to celebrate its 12th year, and it's Thursday through Saturday, September 8th through the 10th. The festival offers music in almost every genre imaginable. Hailed as the best underground and experimental music fest in the country, the Hopscotch Music Festival is a three-day sonic salute to creative and boundary-pushing musical stylings that boasts over 160 artisan bands, nearly half of them from in-state. With official programming stretching across 12 walkable venues, Hopscotch is a citywide celebration for locals and fans visiting from faraway locales. The event is known as one of the biggest and best music festivals of its kind in the country. Don't take my word for it. Here are some of the quotes from around the country. Ad Hoc calls it the premier experimental and underground festival in America. And Spin Magazine says Hopscotch Music Festival is one of the best and most eclectic music festivals in America. Again, that's coming up Thursday through Saturday, September 8th through the 10th. All right. Switching gears to Coastal Credit Union Park at Walnut Creek. Here's the lineup. Thursday, July 28th, Pitbull and Iggy Azalea. Friday, July 29th, it is Fish. Wednesday, August 10th, REO Speedwagon, Styx, and Loverboy. Saturday, August 13th, Keith Urban. Sunday, August 14th, Encanto, the sing-along film concert. Sunday, August 21st, Jack Johnson. September 1st, which is a Thursday, the Black Keys, Band of Horses, and Early James. Wednesday, September 7th, Five Finger Death Punch, Megadeth, and The Who. Saturday, September 10th, One Republic and Need to Breathe. Saturday, September 17th, Nas and Wu-Tang Clan. And the season is wrapped up right now on Tuesday, September 27th, Alice in Chains and Breaking Benjamin. At Cocobooth Amphitheater in Cary, Tuesday, August 2nd, Fitz and the Tantrums and Andy Grammer, The Wrong Party Tour, with special guest Breland. Friday and Saturday, August 5 and 6 at Cocobooth, Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival. Tuesday, August 16th, Kids Bop Live 2022. Friday, August 19th, Smokey Robinson. As much as we'd all like to see him perform, his show at Cocobooth Amphitheater has been canceled. Wednesday, September 7th, Collective Soul and Switchfoot. Friday, September 9th, Rock and Romance with Ambrosia, John Ford Coley, and Peter Beckett of Player. Saturday, September 10th, Smooth Nights at Booth Amphitheater, Incognito, and Mesa. Friday and Saturday, September 30th and October 1st, it is the 8th Annual Triangle Rotary Oktoberfest. Saturday, October 8th, Humsub Diwali 2022, the Festival of Lights. Saturday, October 15th, North Carolina Wine Festival. That's all at Cocobooth Amphitheater. Red Hat Amphitheater, downtown Raleigh, Thursday, July 28th, Iration and Atmosphere Sunshine, the Summer Nights Tour 2022. Friday, July 29th, Fleet Foxes. Saturday, July 30th, Kehlani, Blue Water Road Trip Tour with Rico Nasty. Wednesday, August 3rd, RuPaul's Drag Race World Tour. Thursday, August 4th, Laney Summer Forever Tour with Surfaces. Saturday, August 6th, Rise Against with the used and special guest Senses Fail. On Sunday, August 7th, Rick Springfield and Men at Work with special guest John Waite. Saturday, August 13th, David Gray. Saturday, August 20th, Green Sky Bluegrass with the Wood Brothers. Tuesday, August 23rd, Goo Goo Dolls. Thursday, August 25th, John Pardee, Ain't Always the Cowboy Tour, with special guests Lainey Wilson and Haley Witters. Friday, August 26th, Jamie Johnson, with special guest Blackberry Smoke and Megan Maroney. Saturday, September 3rd, Cowboy Tears, One Last Ride, with special guests Johnny and Hubby. Well, the 2022-23 season at Raleigh Little Theater is in full gear right now. They're performing through July 31st, Xanadu, a musical comedy, of course, based on the 1980 film of the same name, which was in turn inspired by the 1947 Rita Hayworth film, Down to Earth. This is a Teens on Stage and Teens Backstage program. Coming up in August the 12th through the 20th, it's the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, an eclectic group of six mid-pubescent vie for the spelling championship of a lifetime. September 16th through October 2nd, Pride and Prejudice. This isn't your grandmother's Austin, though. Bold, surprising, boisterous, and timely, this Pride and Prejudice for a new era explores the absurdities and thrills of finding your perfect or imperfect match in life. October 22nd through the 30th, the surprising story of the three little pigs. Now, what would happen if three classic fairy tales, the three little pigs, the three Billy Goats Gruff, and Goldilocks and the three bears, got a little mixed up between Once Upon a Time and Happily Ever After? When the pigs start to wonder what life would be like if the wolf were not always at the door, the Billy Goats Gruff grow tired of trip-trapping over the Troll's Bridge, and Papa Bear realizes he's had enough of meddlesome little Goldilocks. The three trios join forces and swap a few things around. And then coming up in December, early December through mid-December, it's Cinderella. The holiday tradition returns for its 38th year. All right, let's look at the schedule at a couple of the clubs downtown Raleigh, starting with the Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street. Thursday, July 28th, at City Morgue at 8. Friday, July 29th, the Vagabonds and the Dirty Govnas at 8:30. Saturday, July 30th, Princess goes to the Butterfly Museum with Man on Man. That starts at 8:30. Friday, August 5th, Cosmic Charlie at 9. Saturday, August 6th, Medium Well and Hell Festival 6. That starts at 3. Thursday, August 11th, Muscadine Bloodline at 8:30. Friday, August 12th, Aaron Hamm and the Big River Band with Nolan Biggins and Wade Hill and the Revival. That all starts at 8:30. Saturday, August 13th, it's a tribute night featuring Sugar, System of a Down, Strength Beyond Strength, Pantera, and Pressure, tribute to Paramore. That all starts at 8 o'clock. Friday, August 19th, Fade to Black, a tribute to Metallica with Piece of Time, which is a tribute to Iron Maiden. That show starts at 8:30. Also at 8:30 on Saturday, August 20th, Sleigh Bells, the Texas Tour. Sunday, August 21st, Circles Around the Sun at 8. Friday, August 26th, Bring Out Your Dead at 8. Saturday, August 27th, Bear Grylls with Odd Prophet, O.G. Nixon, and Muerte at 10. Friday, September 2nd, Music of Genesis at 8:30. Saturday, September 3rd, Eric Strickland record release party with 87 and Pine and Tan Sanders. That show at 8:30. All right, Poor House Music Hall on South Blunt Street in Raleigh. Wednesday, July 27th, Sean James with Grave Dancer at 8. Thursday, July 28th, Chris McGinnis and Mama's Angels with Pearl Snap Prophets and John Ward Bale at 8 o'clock. Friday, July 29th, Spose is Still Alive with Jarve at 7:30. Also Friday, July 29th, Dogs in a Pile, a Fish After Party at 11. Saturday, July 30th, the Aristocrats, the Defrost Tour at 9. Sunday, July 31st, Sheer Terror with Fading Signal and Soul to Keep at 8. Monday, August 1st, the Runaway Grooms at 8 o'clock. Tuesday, August 2nd, Sour Bridges with Sam Foster and the Obsolete at 8. Wednesday, August 3rd, Kenny Robey album release party with Eric Justin and The Old Night at 8. Thursday, August 4th, an evening with Jerry Garcia Band cover band at 9. Friday, August 5th, Carolina Music Festival at 8. Saturday, August 6th, second annual Toots and Maytals tribute at 8. Sunday, August 7th, Andrew Duhon and Dylan Ennis. That's at 8 o'clock. Monday, August 8th, Elder with Ruby the Hatchet and Dreadnought at 7:30. Wednesday, August 10th, Clint Roberts with Erlene and Matthew Greenslade at 8. Thursday, August 11th, 22 and Good for You, a Taylor Swift versus Olivia Rodrigo dance party. And that starts at 8. Friday, August 12th, Blatant Disarray with Mortal Man, Crystal Spiders, and Infinity Dream. Concert starts at 9. Saturday, August 13th, Frontside with Bronze Age, Earther, and Dull Morning. That starts at 9. And then Sunday, August 14th, Polyester the Saint Sadat of Brand Nubian and Shakes. That all starts at 9 o'clock. All right, the Ritz on Industrial Drive in Raleigh. Most shows started at 8. We've got two on the list right now. Tuesday, August 30th, Black Label Society. And Wednesday, August 31st, Gibeon, Give or Take Tour 2022. All right, checking out some of the things going around the county. Holly Springs Cultural Center, one show in August. It's on August 5th. A Friday, Summer at the Springs Concert Series with Joe Hero at 6 o'clock. At the Clayton Center in Clayton, of course, Friday, August 5th, Clayton Theatricals presents Broadway Through the Ages. Excuse me. Enjoy an evening of singing and dancing as participants in Clayton Theatricals Broadway Boot Camp present Broadway Through the Ages. Students ranging in age from 13 to 19 sing, dance, and act as part of the new Clayton Theatricals Summer Education Program. The program, of course, culminates in a live stage performance of the students' newly acquired skills. Thursday, August 18th, the Malpass Brothers and Wade Hill. It's part of the Downtown Clayton Concert Series. Saturday, August 20th, MagicCon, the big stage show. This event features internationally acclaimed magic stars performing their greatest mysteries. At the Halley Cultural Arts Center in Apex, the Classical Concert Series, all performances on Sunday starting at 3. September 25th, Transfigured Night, featuring Frank Huang on piano. Other performances scheduled for November 20th, January 22nd, and March 19th. Friday through Sunday, September 30th through October 2nd, and Friday through Sunday, October 7th through the 9th, it's the fall play, Getting Sarah Married. Sarah Hastings is an unmarried lawyer in her mid-30s, much too busy to get involved in any romance. Her Aunt Martha has decided to take matters into her own hands and find her a husband. Unfortunately, Aunt Martha's method of doing it amounts to having the prospective groom bopped over the head and then toted off to Sarah's apartment to meet her. Also on the schedule at the Halle Cultural Arts Center later this year, Infinity Ballet presents Hansel and Gretel in November and Dances of the Nutcracker in early December. All right, at Cary, Wednesday, August 17th, Park After Dark event at 7 o'clock featuring La Fiesta. Saturday and Sunday, August 27 and 28, Lazy Days Arts and Crafts Festival. Saturday, September 10th, Cary Live with River Wireless. This is at the old library site on Academy Street. Wednesday, September 21st, Park After Dark event, 7 to 9 p.m. featuring Nick Parr. Saturday, October 22nd, Cary Live with Southern Adventure. Again, this is at the old library site on Academy Street. Performances at the Page, formerly the Starlight Concert Series. This is at the Page Walker Arts and History Center Garden. Friday, July 29th, Celebration of Bluegrass. Celebrate one of America's favorite musical styles in partnership with Pinecone. Enjoy an up-and-coming young bluegrass band. Special opening performance by student musicians of Pinecone's Jam Camp. And that starts at 6:30. Friday, August 5th, Jam Rock. Sounds of the Islands, Paige Walker favorite, Jam Rock, returns to fill the air with their authentic reggae rhythms. Rock out with yard-style reggae, including lovers rock, oldies, dancehall, and roots music. Celebrate the band's Jamaican influence and origins, and that is at 7 o'clock on Friday, August 5th, performances at The Page. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.